It's stupid ash.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
I don't even think that this is a mini spoiler for those of you looking forward to the new Star Wars movie, The Force Awakens. Oh, here's another mini spoiler. Force is back, y'all.
What?
Yeah. It had been sleeping.
Oh.
Woke up.
Oh.
But it's something you're going to hear about, so you may as well hear it from us. But the new weapon in the Star Wars universe for the new movie is the Starkiller base. And it's yet another Death Star.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, it's a different color model.
Yeah, it's still a round thing with like a little kind of circle divot in it.
Right.
That shoots out stuff and blows stuff up. But it's called the Starkiller base. But it's basically a Death Star. I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know that's not... I know it's still not as cheesy as, like, say, a giant lightsaber that slices planets in half.
Right.
But I thought that maybe there would be something else that was a planetary killer that wasn't the moon that shoots the stuff out.
Right.
I'm a little disappointed.
Did they do this just because they wanted to sell... They knew there were some people that would buy both of them at Toys R Us, no matter what, because they'd have to have them. So they were like, well, let's have two, because they could bring back the Death Star, or they could have a whole nother star that is deadly, but called the Star Killer. I think it's a merchandising move. I like it.
I don't know. I think maybe within the Star Wars universe that George Lucas wrote that there is nothing better than a round thing that kills other round things.
He couldn't top it.
Yeah.
So that's
Lindsay, do you even know what we're talking about when we say Death Star?
She doesn't.
No. I mean, I know what a Death Star is.
Let me bring up what a Death Star on the screen here. Okay, see?
Yeah.
Now, look, you have your selections of old Death Stars to choose from here.
Yeah.
That being two. One, you've got the complete Death Star. And then one, you've got kind of this janky looking one that
I like the janky one.
Yeah. Well, just to let you know, even though that looks a little rough because it hasn't been completed, it is fully operational.
Yeah, still basically a deadly planetoid that you can pilot.
That's really, really embarrassing.
Even though it kind of looks like a Pac-Man with mange,
this
Death Star can still F you up pretty solidly.
All right.
So you can't judge a Death Star by its cover.
I'm not. Well, I guess I actually am because I like that one Death Star. But
you like the vintage look to that Death Star?
I'm going to watch all of them. How many movies are there?
There are, six. You want to get up to speed
three
before.
Three and then three prequels.
Yeah. You don't have to watch the second three, which are actually the first three.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, no, I get it. I know they made the prequels after. I'll watch the main ones.
I kind of want to F Lindsay up. Like, I want to just show her
the ones out of order. I just,
Yeah.
See this one first.
Yeah,
that one first.
All right.
Sure. Whatever. No, yeah. The Siths, they're in the beginning of the story.